This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast for June 21st, 2006. I'm Curtis Fox. Today, Looking for God with A.R. Ammons. So much contemporary poetry is full of playful irony and dark, irreverent humor, which personally I love. But when I go back and read Walt Whitman, the grandfather of American poetry, I feel like a postmodern fool in the face of Whitman's totally sincere, unironic vision. One poem in particular makes me ashamed of myself for my shallow ways. Here's Paul Giamatti reading Whitman's A Noiseless Patient Spider.
A noiseless, patient spider. I marked where on a little promontory it stood isolated. Marked how to explore the vacant, vast surrounding. It launched forth filament, filament, filament out of itself, ever unreeling them, ever tirelessly speeding them. And you, O my soul, where you stand, surrounded, detached, in measureless oceans of space, ceaselessly musing, venturing, throwing, seeking the spheres to connect them, till the bridge you will need be formed, till the ductile anchor hold, till the gossamer thread you fling catch somewhere, O my soul.
Paul Giamatti reading A Noiseless Patient Spider by Walt Whitman. One of Whitman's many poetic grandchildren was the late A.R. Ammons. Like Whitman, he wrote in loose cadence verse, and like Whitman, he could write unironic, reverential poems like the one we're about to hear. It's called Hymn, H-Y-M-N, and though it's never explicitly stated who the you is that the poet is addressing, it seems safe to say that it's God. The reader is Charlotte Mayer.
Hymn by A.R. Ammons. I know if I find you I will have to leave the earth and go on out over the sea marshes and the Branton bays and over the hills of tall hickory and over the crater lakes and canyons and on up through the spheres of diminishing air past the black-set, noctilucent clouds where one wants to stop and look, way past all the light diffusions and bombardments, up farther than the loss of sight into the unseasonal, undifferentiated, empty stark. And I know if I find you, I will have to stay with the earth, inspecting with thin tools and ground eyes, trusting the microvilli sporangia and simplest cylindrates, and praying for a nerve cell with all the soul of my chemical reactions, and going right on down where the eye sees only traces. You are everywhere partial and entire. You are on the inside of everything and on the outside. I walk down the path, down the hill where the sweet gum has begun to ooze spring sap at the cut, and I see how the bark cracks and winds like no other bark, chasmal to my ant soul running up and down. And if I find you, I must go out deep into your far resolutions. And if I find you, I must stay here with the separate leaves.
Charlotte Mayer reading Hymn by A.R. Ammons. There are some alarmingly beautiful lines in that poem. In the first part, the poet is saying how he knows he must look for God in infinite space. But he doesn't say it quite like that. He says he must look for him
way past all the light diffusions and bombardments, up farther than the loss of sight into the unseasonal, undifferentiated, empty stark.
And notice he says not starkness. He doesn't say starkness, which would be the natural noun you would use there. He says stark. That's something Whitman was always doing, twisting adjectives into new nouns. Rock me in billowy drowse, dash me with amorous wet, Whitman says in Song of Myself, in a passage addressed to the sea. In his address to the infinite, Emmons piles up negative adjectives and then twists an adjective into a noun to help get our minds around the ineffable, the unseasonal, undifferentiated, empty, stark. And then in the next part of the poem, he says he must also look for God here, in the world before his eyes.
You are everywhere partial and entire. You are on the inside of everything and on the outside.
That's a line that's so simple and so beautiful, it could have been lifted straight out of the King James Bible with a transcendentalist's twist. God is out there, but he's also here in nature. But here's what I think makes this a contemporary religious poem. The poet is not saying he has found God. He's saying over and over,
and I know if I find you, I will.
If he finds God. So it's really a poem about spiritual ambivalence, not fulfillment. The poet knows what he'll have to do if he finds God, but he hasn't yet. It's not clear why, and there's a feeling in the poem that maybe it would be too great a burden, and he doesn't really want to quite yet.
I walk down the path, down the hill where the sweet gum has begun to ooze spring sap at the cut, and I see how the bark cracks and whines like no other bark, chasmal to my ant soul running up and down. And if I find you, I must go out deep into your far resolutions. And if I find you, I must stay here with the separate leaves.
You can read more A.R. Ammons in his Selected Poems, published by Norton. You can also find some more of his poems on our website, poetryfoundation.org. Next week on the website, look for Jane Hirschfield's Anthology of Spiritual Poems, as well as a profile of Hirschfield herself. Please do let us know what you think of this podcast. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the poetryfoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.